The Holy Gospel for this day is from Matthew, the third chapter, and can be found in your pew Bible on page 784. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when John saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say for yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Well, this is, isn't it, the time to get ready. So I thought maybe we could start with a little poll, a little show of hands. How many have done, even just shopped for one or two gifts so far? Okay. How many of you have a tree or decorations up at home? Okay. How many of you have been listening to Christmas music in the car as you drive around, or put some CDs on, or even, you know, looked at, you know, got your iTunes playing? So, okay. Baking? Any Christmas baking yet? Huh? Okay. Excellent. Excellent. We need more of that? No. How about setting things on fire? Anybody been doing that? Neil made a fire in the fireplace yesterday, which was a good thing. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the things that we're doing to get ready are not necessarily the things that John the Baptist is talking about in today's gospel. And it's intriguing, I think, because the Bible spends much more time on John the Baptist than it does on Jesus's birth. In fact, all four gospels tell us about John the Baptist. But it's only Luke and Matthew that talk about Jesus, his birth, and his early days of life. Which is just kind of intriguing, since we're putting so much effort into getting ready, aren't we? And that's all well and appropriate. But it's interesting, because that's not really the focus of the Gospels so much. The focus of the Gospels is getting ready, but it's getting ready in ways that are not so familiar for us in this Advent season. And one of the things that John talks about in today's Gospel is fire. And this is one of his images for the Holy Spirit. And so I thought we should think about fire today. Fire is destructive, right? How many of you have unfortunately experienced a house that has burned down? Anybody? Okay. How many of you have driven by and seen a house that has been burned either in the neighborhood or someplace else? Yeah, and it is an impressive sight, isn't it, to see just what's left after a fire has destroyed a house. And so, yeah, fires can be very destructive. Fire can also cleanse, which is not exactly what we usually think about what fire does. But one year, we experienced that ourselves when I was a kid. We went to Florida for a week, and my dad, being very energy conscious in the 1970s, turned off all the breakers when we left. Well, he turned off the breaker that ran the refrigerator as well. So we came home and opened the door, and it smelled like something had died in the house because all the stuff in the fridge had spoiled and the freezer had spoiled, and it was quite... I was just a little kid, but I remember that smell quite vividly. And so my mom cleaned and cleaned and cleaned, and we could not get rid of that smell. It just persisted. And so Dad was asking everybody for advice, and finally somebody said, get a pie plate of sugar and a propane torch and light the sugar on fire, stick it in the fridge and close the doors and just let it burn. So he did that, and the smell disappeared. So the fire can cleanse and can make things better. And fire can also strengthen, which again is not what we typically think of fire. When Rob was on internship in Milwaukee, I've mentioned before that the church he was serving had an electrical fire in the sanctuary. Most of it burned. The roof burned off and the walls were damaged, and it was kind of a big mess. And when they went to figure out what to do next after this fire, of course, they were trying to save as much money as they could and use what was still salvageable. And so they did a structural test on the iron beams, the iron rafters of the sanctuary, and discovered that the heat of the fire had strengthened those metal girders, and they were stronger than they were before the fire. The fire had actually strengthened the steel and burned out some impurities. And so fire can be a strengthening thing as well. And fire can also renew. You see a forest fire go through, and the destruction it causes is there, but yet we've learned that we need those forest fires to kind of renew forests and help young trees to grow and to get some sunlight and to renew the wilderness as well. So these images of fire are interesting. That fire can be destructive, of course, but it can also cleanse and strengthen and renew as well. And in today's gospel, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious experts of the day. They're the ones who know the drill. They know how to get ready for all the Jewish holidays. And they know what to do when and how to be prepared and what needs to be done. And they probably have their little calendar all marked off with what to do every day, you know, to get ready for things to happen. But today John comes, and John says to those religious authorities, those religious folks, John says, not so fast here, people. Not so fast. We all need to repent, John says. All of us are sinful. All of us are needing forgiveness. All of us need the Holy Spirit. And that comes first. That's how we get ready. And because we are sinful, because we need repentance, because of what we confess, the things we have done and left undone, because of all that, we need the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus speaks to the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and Jesus speaks to us here in the church as well. And Jesus says, yeah, that all of us need the fire of the Holy Spirit. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to destroy. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to destroy the things in our lives that are not healthy for us, to destroy addictions, to destroy lies, to destroy hatred that we might have in our hearts for an individual or for a group of people. that we need that fire to destroy our need for revenge and our need to get even or to be vindictive. We need fire to destroy those aspects of us that are in all of us and yet are not good for us. We need that fire to come and to cleanse, to help us to be pure and clean in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, to get rid of that rotten smell of sin that is part of who we human beings are day after day, month after month, year after year. And so we need the fire to come and to cleanse us. And we need fire to come and to strengthen us as well, to help us live out our faith, to help us to be faithful, to help us to face adversity, and especially death, without fear. We need that fire to come and strengthen us, to help identify the false promises this world holds up, and to be able to stand and say, now wait a second here, is this really what God wants? Is this really what God would have us do? We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to come and to strengthen us to do those things. And we need the fire of the Holy Spirit to come and to renew us as well, to re-energize us as we seek to follow Jesus, to help us recommit to Jesus's ways of love of neighbor and love of enemy, in caring for all, especially the poor and the forgotten. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to come and to renew us. John's words to the group gathered there at the River Jordan were a promise, because John said, the one who is coming will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit did appear on the disciples as a flame. And on the day of our baptisms, the Holy Spirit was given to you when the pastor prayed over you and asked the Holy Spirit to come and be present in your life. And when you or your sponsor was given a candle lit, and these words were said to you, let your light so shine before others that the world may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And we can only do that. We can only do that with the Holy Spirit given to us as a gift, a promise, and a challenge as well. Amen.